This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Many years ago, before the Yom Tov of Shavuos, I called my grandfather, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Harav Mordechai Leib Gladstein, to wish him a good Yom Tov. And he said something that resonated with me at the time, although its full import I did not realize until very recently. My grandfather said that before the Yom Tov of Shavuos, it's not enough just to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something called intellectual majesty, which I understood meant that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only that we have the capacity to comprehend the words, the meaning, the message of the Torah, but we have the ability to appreciate it on a profound level. But now that the world has radically changed, where artificial intelligence is changing the world on a daily basis, every industry, every area, every business is being altered forever through AI, artificial intelligence. You could literally ask GPT any question, from mundane to the most profound question. You could ask artificial intelligence the secrets of the universe. You could ask it the most ridiculous question. You could ask it to explain to you why a joke is funny. And it will sift through millions of megabytes of information and give you a consolidated answer. It could categorize information. It could explain in simple terms complex information. It almost seems that all available information in the world can now be processed and explained to you through artificial intelligence. And that begs the question then, what is the advantage of human intelligence? And even more, what is the special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Jewish people of Deya Bina V'Haskel? And the words of my grandfather have taken on new meaning. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He has given us intellectual majesty, which means when we learn the Torah HaKadosha, when we learn the Shita of Abaye and Rava, when we learn Tosfos' Kasha and Answer, we have the capacity not only to process the information, comprehend the information, but we have the ability to sense and appreciate the divine quality of the information. We have the ability to be awed by the wisdom of the Torah. We have the ability to be moved by Chachma Elyona. We have the ability to be inspired by the eternal messages of the Torah, the eternal values of the Torah, by the depth of a Rabbi Kiva Eger, by the profundity of a Marsha, by the grandeur of a Chassam Sofer. This is not just intelligence. This is well beyond artificial intelligence. This is intellectual majesty, where by learning Torah, we sense a certain contentment and happiness. Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev. Where Chazal tell us, if you want to recognize the one who spoke and created the world, if a person wants to appreciate the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, if a person wants to acquire V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha U'V'chol Nafshecha U'V'chol Me'oidecha, then the way to do that is V'hoyu Hadvarim Ha'ela Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayoim Al Levavecha. It's through the study of Torah. And it's not enough to understand the information. It's not enough to comprehend the information. One has to have the capacity to sense the divine element of this information. One has to have the capacity to be moved, to be awed, to have reverence, to be taken by Chachma Elyona. This is the great gift of intellectual majesty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people in order to appreciate the Torah HaKadosha. So as we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah, we also thank Him that we don't have AI or ChatGPT processed in our brain. We have something much greater than that. we have intellectual majesty to appreciate that the Noisein HaTorah is the Mi Sha'amar V'Hoya Ha'olam, the one who spoke and created the world. And the divine quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can sense in every word of the Torah, in every word of Chumash, every word of Mishnah, every word of Gemara, and beyond. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebaranu L'chvoidai V'Hivdilanu Min HaTayim V'Nasan Lanu Tairas Emes. Wishing everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.